Visions for my company instead of men and women years ago, and found them gentle mates, nor thought to know a sweeter music than they played to me. But soon their trailing purple was not free of this world's dust. Their lutes did silent grow, and I myself grew faint and blind below their vanishing eyes. Then thou didst come to be, beloved, what they seemed. Their shining fronts, their songs, their splendors, better, yet the same as river watered, hallowed into fonts, met in thee, and from out thee overcame my soul with satisfaction of all wants, because God's gifts put man's best dreams to shame. endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away, thou wouldst still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will, and around the dear ruin each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. It is not while beauty and youth are thine own, and thy cheeks unprofaned by a tear, that the fervor and faith of a soul may be known, to which time will but make thee more dear. Ah, no. The heart that has truly loved never forgets, but as truly loves on to the close. As the sunflower turns to her god when he sets, the same look which he turned when he rose. Hid the stars. Her level rays like golden bars lie on the landscape green with shadows brown between. And silver white the river gleams as if Diana in her dreams had dropped her silver bow upon the meadows low. On such a tranquil night as this, she woke Endymion with a kiss when, sleeping in the grove, he dreamed not of her love. Like Diane's kiss, unasked, unsought, love gives itself, but is not bought. Nor voice, nor sound betrays its deep, impassioned gaze. It comes, the beautiful, the free, the crown of all humanity, in silence and alone, to seek the elected one. It lifts the boughs, whose shadows deep are life's oblivion, the soul's sleep, and kisses the closed eyes of him who slumbering lies. quiet stars keep watch while you turn to your pillow for rest. Good night. Sleep peacefully. And may you awake refreshed. Southern Cross and Red Cross slumber products are skillfully made to guard your slumber. Resilient mattresses and springs offer comfort to charm, healthful relaxation. Indeed, Southern Cross and Red Cross bedding is the choice in homes where the importance of true comfort is known. Look for the Southern Cross or Red Cross label when you buy a mattress and spring. Let these famous names guide you to rest at its best. When you feel a yawn coming on, think of Southern Cross. Valley of a thousand yesterdays, flow the bright waters of Moon River, on and down, forever flowing, forever waiting to carry you down to the land of forgetfulness, to the kingdom of sleep, to the realm of Moon River, a lazy stream of dreams, where vain desires forget themselves in the loveliness of sleep. Moon River, enchanted white ribbon, twined in the hair of night, where nothing is but sleep. Dream on, sleep on, care will not seek for thee. Float on, drift on, Moon River, to the sea. Tonight's poems were Sonnet by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Believe Me of All Those Endearing Young Charms by Thomas Moore, and Lines from Endymion by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.